Let's head over to Austin, and State Representative District 14, John Rainey, joins us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. We had a great day yesterday with all the folks from Bryan College Station over here, and they had the chamber day, and mayors were here, and city managers. It was a nice event, and I think they had a lot going on.
Well, they certainly got to watch how you. Well, they kind of got to. Y'all haven't gotten your committee assignments yet. What's going on? What's going on?
Oh, I was asked a few questions about that. And of course, I don't know whether you heard, but we had one of the guys question the speaker about it, and then I saw Pete Laney, who was former speaker, and he said, well, one time he didn't put them out till the 1st of March, so who knows? It'll happen probably this week or early next week. It may happen today or tomorrow. I don't know.
But what does that allow you to do or not allow you to do as far as formation of getting the work of the House together?
Well, I think we'll get it done, no doubt about it, which is most important thing is when we pass a budget. There's such a large difference between what the House wants to do and what the Senate wants to do. And I always say that in the end, it's going to be five senators and five House members who are going to finish writing the budget in conference committee.
Yep.
It'll happen. It has to.
Well,
go ahead. So we're moving forward. I think that the speaker is very cautious in what he's doing, and I have all the confidence in the world. Yesterday we had a little event on the floor where a member wanted to ask parliamentary questions of what we could do to make him announce those committees, and as best I can tell, there's not much we can do, and frankly, it'll be all right soon.
John Rainey joining us from Austin. Andrew Nelson, the mayor of Bryan's, in the studio, and so we'll be talking to him in just a minute. And I know that one of the things we're going to discuss is that there sure does seem to be a popular idea about putting some sort of a cap on property taxes over there in Austin, and that's going to impact folks in the cities that you represent. Tell me where you think the weather is on that.
You know, that may very well pass the Senate, and it may be a very controversial issue in the House, but I'm going to leave that up to the voters of Brazos County to deal with the cities and the county. If they're unhappy with the tax rate, they need to take care of that. They have all the power in the world by electing new council members and new mayors and whatever they need to do. They need to make their voice known. I don't know that people in Austin ought to be dictating to the cities how they do their business, just like I don't like the federal government dictating to us what we do at the state level. It's just people locally ought to know more about what's going on than those that are elsewhere.
There's a budgetary difference between the House and the Senate. We've talked about that. But the question now of sanctuary cities, that passed yesterday along party lines in the Senate. There's obviously legislation over in the House on that, too. Tell me where you feel the body of the House is going to come down on the sanctuary city question for Texas.
I think that the sanctuary city thing in the House will probably pass. What it says, I'm not sure that we know yet. I haven't looked at that bill. We'll be looking at it as it gets closer to time. And of course, after it goes to the committee, it may look different than it does right now. So I'm going to look at it. If I happen to be on a committee that looks at it real closely, we'll spend a lot of time on it. I'll wait till it gets passed through the committee before I make my decision on how I do that.
All right. Well, we're going to hope. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I typically support the concept of dealing with sanctuary cities.
Well, it is. It's going to be talked about as long as the sheriffs and two of the major cities in Texas are against it. There'll be plenty of chat, I would imagine. State Representative John Rainey joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear that entire interview archived on the website at WTAW.com. First of all, I hope you've got committee assignments when we talk next week, but nonetheless, we'll look forward to chatting with you then.
Thank you, Scott. Always good to talk to you.
All right, see you later.